Chapter 13. Oliver's New Life. Mrs. Maley, Rose and the kind Dr. Losburn looked after Oliver until he was better. When he was stronger, he told them that he was very grateful and that he wanted to help them around the house. "You will have many opportunities to help us," said Rose. "We are moving to a house in the country, and my aunt wants to take you with us. The quiet place and the pure air will soon make you better, and we will use you in 100 ways. For now, you must sleep and get strong again." Oliver told his new friends about Mr. Brownlow and Mrs. Bedwin. He was still worried that they had a bad opinion of him because he never returned from the bookshop. He wanted to see them and explain why it had happened. One day, Dr. Losburn took Oliver to Mr. Brownlow's house, but the house was empty. They tried to find him, but his neighbour said that Mr. Brownlow left suddenly to the West Indies with Mrs. Bedwin and two servants. Oliver was sad. Now he could never tell Mr. Brownlow the truth. 2 weeks later, Mrs. Maley, Rose and Oliver moved to the house in the country. 3 months passed. Oliver was now a strong, healthy boy. He worked hard around the house, just as Rose said. Finally, Oliver was happy again. Then, one morning, Rose woke with a fever. She was very ill, and Mrs. Maley was afraid she would die. She gave Oliver a letter. "This letter is for Dr. Losburn. He must come immediately. I'm afraid of what might happen to Rose. Go to the market town and send this letter right away," she said. "Go and hurry." Oliver ran the 4 miles to the town. When he arrived, he was hot and covered in dust. He hurried into the post office and told the woman at the desk, "Send this letter to Dr. Losburn immediately. It's urgent." When he finished at the post office, he ran into the street and accidentally bumped into a tall man.
"Ha!" shouted the man, looking at Oliver. "What is this?"
"I'm sorry, sir," said Oliver. "I was in a hurry to get home, and I didn't see you."
"Curses on you," said the man. "What are you doing here?"
He shook his fist at Oliver angrily, and Oliver ran away. He was so worried about Rose that he forgot about the strange man. At midnight, Rose was worse, and Oliver prayed for her. Late that night, Dr. Losburn arrived. He didn't give them much hope that Rose would live. However, the next afternoon, Dr. Losburn said that Rose would recover. Mrs. Maley and Oliver were very happy. Later that evening, Mrs. Maley's son, Harry, arrived. When he discovered that Rose was ill, he was very unhappy. "Mother," he said, "Rose almost died. You know I love her. I want to be with her, especially when she's ill." "I know that you love her, Harry, and she deserves your love. But you cannot marry a woman like Rose. She is an orphan. Without our help, she would be a poor woman living in the streets. Society will not forgive you if you marry her," Mrs. Maley explained to her son.
"Only a cruel man would think like that, Mother," said Harry impatiently. "No, Mother, I have decided," he declared. "I will marry her. Please don't oppose me."
"I know Rose loves you," said Mrs. Maley, "but she may decide not to marry you for your sake, not hers. I must go to her now."